Hello and welcome everyone to Toonami Therapy on January 23rd of 2020. I am Michael.
I'm Tommy.
We're here to recap the Toonami stuff we watched and a bunch of the stuff we watched that isn't on Toonami, the latter of which is more shows actually right now. I don't know. Did you, let me see. Okay, we start with, yeah, we do them in order. So, Dr. Stone, episode 19. So basically, it turns out that attack was just a distraction so that other people could get in and sort of attack the village and force everyone to leave. But Senku's able to lure the other people, lure the Hyoga and his troops away. And, then forces them and leads them towards that place with that sulfur stuff. And Senku doesn't actually kill them because he mentions it to them, so they all scurry up into a tree. But then Hyoga just is like, well, I don't know if Senku's telling the truth or not. So he just pushes the other guys down to see if they die. And, well, then they do. So that scene was actually surprisingly funny, even how dark it was.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone manages to get away, and Senku decides that if they're going to fight back, since they don't really have like the numbers and stuff, what they need is communication. So they're going to make cell phones.
Yep.
In execution, it's more like walkie-talkies, but I suppose saying cell phone sounded more dramatic.
Yep.
So, I thought it was interesting. Do they? I'm not sure if they get to the cell phone at the end. No, I'd assume they would by the end of this season, because otherwise that would be a weird thing to not have by the end of the season, but
mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I mean, it's Dr. Stone again. It's the problem with Dr. Stone is I enjoy it, but there's not that much to discuss about it because it's a very straightforward show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like, this stuff happened. I enjoyed it, but what else am I supposed to say about it?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, did you watch the premiere of Sword Art Online?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, what happened in this episode again?
So
I meant that rhetorically. I was so like uninterested in it, I couldn't remember anything that happened. but if you can remember better than me, remind me.
Basically, Kirito is shell-shocked, and he can't do anything now. He's like, so
is the one thing I remembered about the episode. I can't remember anything else.
Yeah, he's so traumatized that he can't do anything, and Alice is trying to help him, I guess. yeah
I was saying that, but it was more just a fact. It was just kind of like all this episode seemed to do was, hey, Kirito is, as you said, shell-shocked. All right, well, we spent half an hour establishing that.
Yep.
I don't know if I'll be watching this or not, maybe off and on, but I did see someone mention this thing about how basically Alice basically becomes the main character this season, so... yeah, that might be... interesting. Like I said, I'm not going. This isn't something we're going to like be like picking up officially. I mean, I'm sure I'll be. It's right after Dr. Stone, so I'm sure I'll be watching it some just based on that. But But I might mention it if I watch it. I don't know. It's just weird that like they spent the whole episode just establishing, hey, Kirito's out of it. He's still out of it. Did you get the feeling? Did you understand that he was out of it? He's still out of it. Okay, let's just make sure Kirito is out of it. He's just sitting there and he's staring off into space. Still staring off into space. You understand this, right? We just want to be really sure that you understand that he's out of it and he's staring off into space. I'm more confused about what the impression I think I was supposed to get is because that place where they were keeping him got attacked by a bunch of people for, I can't remember if they explained why, it just was, but I'm guessing like his connection to his actual self has been severed or something, but I don't know, I feel like I've spent too much time talking about this unless you have something else to add.
No, I don't really have anything to add. Sorry.
Okay. Okay, so then we are on Food Wars, the start of the second season. So we are on episode 25. So let's see. So it's Alice versus Soma in this one to make, and they're supposed to make bento boxes. Mm-hmm. And they're both really good, but Soma wins because he made it a, because while they were both good, his better accentuated, better served as a bento box or something like that. Mm-hmm. I don't know. They explained it a lot better in the episode than I did.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so Soma wins and moves forward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, how many rounds are there of this thing?
Well, there's 8 people in it, so there are there would be 3 rounds total, and as a result, that would mean, so let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, there would be a total of 7 matches, wouldn't there?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So that's one. Down kind of went by a bit fast, but I think it's one of those things where it feels like these things take longer when I'm reading the manga, because there's, you, especially if you're reading it week to week, because it means like this thing would like take maybe 3 or 4 chapters, but then in the anime it's just like, you know, all in one episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I thought it was a fun episode. It managed to, I mean, there was still the food techno babble, but it wasn't as bad as in other cases. It managed to focus more on what, like, the characters were doing and how their approaches went into it. Uh-huh. You know, rather than just, I prepared my food better than you prepared yours.
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
I was just trying to think of the best way to work pedal faster into it, but I would say it's not a simple matter of who's the Food Wars version of pedal faster is tastes better. That's like the thing. It's not a matter of just whose food tastes better. There was like specific reasons and such.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Okay. All right, so that was Food Wars. I will mention, be sure, in the next episode, at least I think it's the next episode, be sure to pay attention, like, in the last minute or two before the credits, because something happens that is, I thought, complete, I know about it, it's really funny. Just make sure you're, like, not just, you're paying attention at that point.
Okay, yeah, thanks for reminding me, because sometimes, as soon as the credits turn on,
it's before the credits.
Oh, it is?
I just was saying, I sometimes when I'm watching something, you know, I'm just like kind of, you know, also doing something else. I'm just saying, yeah. There's just something I don't want you to miss. And I don't know if you can, it's kind of obvious, but I just want to make sure it isn't like, there's a reference and I don't want you to miss it like you missed the Ice Shield 21 referencing Dr. Stone.
Yeah, okay. Okay, I'll try not to.
Okay. All right, so then we're got JoJo's Bizarre Adventure Golden Wind episode 10. So we're having the stand battle where Narancia has gotten hit by the enemy stand and he's starting to shrink. So he's trying to, you know, gain contact with the others, but because of the shrinkage, he's having difficulty doing so. Anyway, eventually he. But eventually managed to find the other guy, and we find out that his stand, well, in addition to being a plane that shoots things, can also detect breathing, which helps him out. And then, And so then the other guy, like, you know, keeps managing to get away. He figures that out and tries to hitch off a ride with some rats. But he ends up finding that because the rat carrying him was breathing harder. But the bad guy still manages to get away from him by returning to normal size so that the stand, which is now so small, doesn't, like, you know, actually isn't able to kill him anymore, which is where our episode ends. And in the middle of this really interesting stand fight, they spend like a third of the episode on a flashback about the like the antagonist guy here and how he was with a bunch of other bad guys. And it's just, I'm just like thinking, is this going to be what keeps happening? We've got, like, because it happens so often. We've got an episode, and we got a stand battle, and it's fun and exciting, and I really like it. And then, like, a third to a half of the episode is this boring flashback I don't care about.
Yeah, I agree.
And the worst thing is, I was just thinking, well, initially what I was thinking is, like, okay, so we're getting a flashback of this guy. Maybe this is where we're going to, like, get motivation. It'll turn out he's not that bad of a guy or something. Maybe he'll become a good guy. But then you, like, see him, you know, killing people and stuff. And I'm like, oh, okay, I guess he is still a bad guy. And then I realize, oh, no, JoJo is doing it. It's the flashback of the guy just before they get killed. Why, JoJo? Why? I remember you subverted this before. You had the big flashback and the character didn't die, but now you're doing it.
Yeah.
This part is so frustrating. It's the last few episodes have just been frustrating because there's really good stuff and it just keeps inserting these flashbacks I don't care about.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, definitely.
It's like, that's like the thing. It's like a half to two-thirds of the episode is great, and I really like it. And the rest, I don't like at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't think the flashback in this case was necessarily completely pointless because we, at least, I'm going to assume that because it was about that guy and, like, the people we worked with, and I assume we're going to be seeing some of those other guys also, so it did kind of establish a little bit about them. But in that case, you didn't have to spend this much time on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, fun fact. The sort of plane stand he has that he calls Lil Bomber. Well, that was yet another one of those cases where they had to change it because its original name was Aerosmith.
That's a pretty good one. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's not just that. The other guy, the guy, I don't think I mentioned it, but the guy who has the sort of gun, the one with, like, the bullets, and it calls it Six Bullets in the dub. Well, in the original Japanese, it was called Sex Pistols.
Oh, nice.
There's a lot of actually pretty good puns in the stand names. It's just unfortunate that for trademark reasons, they all have to be renamed.
Yeah.
Okay. That's our Toonami stuff. So we get to Chihayafuru episode 15.
Okay. So basically, Chihaya doesn't beat the queen. She loses by 20 cards. And she's upset about it, but so is the queen. She's upset about it too, and she vows that she's going to beat Chihaya next time and not let her win a single card. Which is like, I mean, you play a video game against someone and you don't let them get like a single point. That's usually doesn't happen too often. Although my sister once beat me in a game of Madden 35-0, and I tried kicking a field goal just to make it so I didn't lose in a shutout, and I missed that. And I lost 35-0, and I was so embarrassed. But yeah. Yeah, then the others, well, they do all right, but they don't win. So they come up short, second place, I think. But, so I guess maybe Chihaya has a new rival, although I just didn't think it built, like, it just felt more if this is going to be a rivalry, it feels a little too forced. So hopefully if that is the case, there's more put into it. I'm not sure, though. I can't be sure, so don't quote me on any of that. I just thought about it. So, so I thought this was a pretty good episode and keeps me interested.
Yeah, I thought it was good also, although I did actually like the sort of rival character they introduced. I liked her. The problem I'm a little confused about is I get why Chihaya would want to, like, oh, I gotta beat her. She's, like, the best in Japan, and I want to, like, get good enough to beat her. I'm confused about why she would consider, because she, after finding out, you know, she, like, goes and inputs, like, the score or whatever and sees that's her name, and she's like, I will, like, not ever lose to her, something like that. And I'm just like, why would you be so affected by Chihaya? Like,
yeah.
Why? When, like, with Ice Shield 21, when, at the beginning, when Shin completely annihilates them in Senna, it made some more sense there because, like, it's been so long since I've seen the beginning, I could be misremembering, but from what I remember, it made sense there because Senna, you know, clearly showed that he had really good potential and such.
That's the thing. It felt like it was a forced rivalry and not like a real one, you know? Mm-hmm. It felt kind of like that scene in Black Clover where that one guy just comes up to Asta and is like, I'm your rival. and it was like, I already have a rival, but now he had another rival because that guy just forced himself into being his rival. So, well, yeah.
At least in Black Clover, I got the feeling that was supposed to be a joke. Like, just like,
yeah.
Like it was supposed to be funny because I don't really remember him, that, like, sort of rivalry with him. That's not really a factor later on in the series, even when he shows up again. I think it was just supposed to be, like, kind of a joke to show how completely, energetic the guy was to just declare, I declare you to be my rival.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas here it was played much more dramatically.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. That time I got reincarnated as a slime, episode 23. So they get all the spirits, to like fuse or whatever with the kids, which saves them somehow. I'm confused about the specifics, but it all works out okay. And then Rimuru heads back,
and we have a clip show too. You know, a clip show of all the scenes of the entire season so far.
Yeah, which is weird because there's one more episode left.
Yeah, that's the same thing I was thinking because I was like, okay, this must be the final episode. And I'm like, wait a minute, I thought this thing had 24 episodes. So, and then it does. So I was like, why are they having that now?
I think the next episode, because I glanced at it, it looks like it's more about, it's something about like some... something that happened with Shizu in the past or something. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, which does feel like kind of a weird thing to end this season on, but I guess we'll watch that and then that'll be it for the season. This, well, it, it raised my opinion of Rimuru, you know, just randomly going off to like visit the kids and stuff a little, insofar as, because I was thinking, so this is a new direction of the series, but it looks like now after this, it really was just like a mini arc, essentially. The although it did last, although it lasted, I think like 4 episodes. So, but my point is, it wasn't, because it was just like, okay, I'm just going to go off and have an adventure for a few episodes, and then we'll come back for the rest of it. Well, see, in season 2 anyway. But at the same time, it just makes the whole thing feel just like, so Rimuru went off and then came back.
Yeah. Yeah, it didn't really seem to have much of a point to it, and I don't know how you save souls by doing something like that, but yeah, I guess he saved their souls.
Well, yeah, like I think, okay, so I know that there's something with the kids that would make it so they would die within a few years, and that getting the spirits to infuse with them or inhabit them or something like that somehow fixes the problem. So that was like why they were doing this stuff. It just seems like it's all this time spent on this when it just, okay. So here's like the thing. So when it brought up that like there were these students of Shizu and Rimuru wants to go sell them, and that happened like immediately. What I mean, as soon as they're brought up, Rimuru decides to go off and do that. Thing. This would have felt better if this had been like better set up earlier, and then Rimuru like was decided to do it. Because right now it really feels like someone said, "Okay, so we've got 20 episodes. This seems like a pretty decent enough place to end the story." And someone says, "Actually, this is 24 episodes." They're like, "Oh." Rimuru goes off to visit some kids. Done.
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll get the actual season finale next week. It's just so weird to see this because it felt so much like the season ender thing that they do in so many animes where they have like the brief clip shows and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, so now we're on ReZero episode 3. Now, should I be covering this, or do you want to? Because you're more familiar with it than me, or do you want me to try to do it and us?
Well, I'd like to hear your thoughts on it, because it's kind of hard, because I already know everything that happens, so it's hard for me to tell.
Okay, that's fair. Yeah, that is a good thing, because that'll get let me sort of say what I'm thinking. Okay, so Amelia, whose name is revealed in this episode, and thus I can use it, shows up, and then because she wants the amulet thing, or the insignia or whatever, he So let's see. Okay, so there, she wants it back, and then Elsa shows up because she wants it, and then there's a big fight, and that really lasts most of the episode with them going up against her, and that Reinhard guy who saved Subaru in the previous episode shows up because he happened to be around and felt got him to come, and with his help, they're able to beat Elsa, who basically vows vengeance and then runs off. And from what I've heard, does not actually appear again. So
yeah,
it's a little weird for her to like say, "When I will come back and disembowel all of you," and then doesn't show up again. Maybe she'll show up in season 2 or something. I remember this because a little before watching this, I decided to rewatch some of this funny sort of summary video someone made of his series. And like after like the first minute, I was like, maybe I should like wait on this and not accidentally spoil myself on anything. But I did like see the beginning stuff, and there was just a little joke where she like also announces, "You'll definitely see me again," and then Subaru just goes, "And we'll never see her again." And I like actually looked up her her like the thing for her on Wikipedia, and like it never said anything about her coming back. So either people haven't updated that part, even though she appears later in light novels, or she just never has. So that was a little weird. Then again, I can't remember what was her name in the early in the original Full Metal Alchemist series. There was that one like sort of girl who was a thief or something and showed up in an episode, and then I don't think she appeared again after that.
Oh, I don't remember.
Or maybe she appeared in one other and then didn't appear again. It just felt like she was set up to be something, but then didn't. This was the original one, though. She wasn't in Brotherhood.
What was her name?
I can't even remember. Let me look that up again. What was at let's see I'm looking at it I see the name. I am not sure how this is pronounced, but I think it's pronounced Siren. I don't know if the P is supposed to be pronounced or not. P-S-I-R-E-N.
I don't remember at all. Sorry.
Yeah, well, like I said, I know she only appeared in one or two episodes. So let me see. Oh, we're getting off topic again. But I must know. Well, she's not listed in the list of characters, so probably not that important. But yeah, I just remember it seemed like they were setting up something more for her, but then she like just doesn't appear again. I mean, it was a filler episode anyway, but still. Okay, back to ReZero. So they so everything ends up turning out all right, but then and the Reinhardt is just like, well, I was off duty, so I won't like me taking you guys in for stealing something. But then when he sees what was stolen, he decides to take Felt in for, I have no idea why. It was not really explained at all. I assume it will be explained.
Yeah, it will.
Yeah, well, it's just
something you weren't supposed to know about, you know?
Okay, yeah, that's fine. It's just, I was confused by that because I was... Because when I was seeing that, I was just thinking, well, because he's acting like it's something special about her, but I'm thinking, but it's not her insignia. She just took it. Why is he so weird about this? Oh, I mean, we'll find out, so whatever. Just seemed a little weird. So that's all of that. There was, golly, I feel like there's something else I wanted to say. Oh, okay, now I remember. So I thought it was pretty good. I especially... Because I was not expecting this part of the plot to be wrapped up this quickly. I thought there was going to be like another loop or two before Subaru managed to set everything right. But we managed to get through it in three episodes before. And we'll now move on to other things. So I thought this was a pretty good episode.
Yeah, it was a pretty good episode. And it's hard for me to comment because I don't want to spoil anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand that. There are a few things I've been spoiled on. Nothing, I think, too major necessarily. My knowledge is that a while ago I watched this funny parody video of the series. But I know that, like, a bunch of that stuff was, like, exaggerated for comedy. So I don't even, like, know how much of it actually ended up being true. It was enjoyable. I've been really enjoying ReZero so far. I would say that, man, I'm wish I'd gotten into this earlier, but I'm glad that even that if I end up liking it, I waited until now because season two is coming out soon, and it means that I can watch this. If I really like the series, I can watch this and then move on to season two without having to wait 3 years. It's no four years if we count when it originally aired.
Yeah.
Whew. Okay. So we got that. Then we finish with Shakugan no Shana episode 4. So Shana ends up staying at Yuji's house. We get a bunch of fan service. let me see. I'm going to say this as I think I understand it. So, Shana is one of the flame hazes, and they're off against the I can't remember their name, the monster things. So another one shows up, and they end up fighting because the other one, Marjorie or whatever, like is apparently. Like wants to go after because some of the monsters I think are actually good, but she wants to kill all of them. So they end up getting into a fight over that, and then Shana is gets defeated, and that was the episode.
Mm-hmm.
Was there something after the credits in this episode? Because I'm glancing at this episode synopsis and there's something that I don't recall happening at the end, and I'm wondering if maybe it happened after the credits.
What was that? Just tell me what.
Well, what I remember is that I thought the episode ended with Shana just being defeated. But then this description says, like, later Shana comes back to Yuji's house badly injured but angrily refuses assistance, blaming her loss of the fight on him. And I was like, I don't remember that. Was that something that happened after the credits and I didn't see it?
I don't remember that either. Hmm. So maybe they,
episode synopsis on Wikipedia isn't reliable. But that couldn't be the case, could it? that was the episode. It's I'm kind of liking the main characters and their dynamic. The problem is the plot is kind of confusing and I don't really know what the series is moving towards.
Yeah, I like that one blonde girl with the glasses. You know what fun I'm talking about?
No, not really.
She's the one who checked into the hotel.
Oh, you mean her? Okay, I thought you were the one that Shana was fighting. Okay, it's definitely her. But for some reason, I thought you were talking about one of like the her classmates. I was thinking they all kind of blur together to me.
Yeah.
So we got that. It's a show I can see with some real promise. It hasn't been really getting there yet.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's our, that's our shows. I guess we can go for our favorites. Do you want to keep going with favorite Toonami and favorite non-Toonami, or do you want to just kind of combine the two
now? The way we've been doing it.
Okay.
So.
For non-Toonami, for me, it would definitely be ReZero. Uh-huh. I'm suddenly worried that it's going that if the series continue as they've been doing now, I'm like, oh, is it going to be ReZero every week? Is it going to be another Kill la Kill? For Toonami, it's just so, because the good parts of this episode of JoJo would put it in first place. but the bad parts of this episode of JoJo would put it in last place. So I guess I'll have to say the first one for me would be Food Wars.
Yeah, I'm also going Food Wars, and it's kind of difficult for me whenever it comes to ReZero because it's like I already have seen it, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's like, so it's still good. It's just like I don't get that feeling I got, you know, the first time around watching it. So yeah, I go 3-0, but Chihaya Furu was also pretty good this week. So I will say that. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's our shows. Yep. Let me think. We're on how many episodes are left of Dr. Stone? Okay, so we've only we've got only 5 episodes left. I wonder what we'll be replacing it.
Yeah, I saw that Toonami got cut by half an hour.
Oh, it did? I didn't see that.
Yeah. So
okay, yeah. All right, that's a little I didn't see that. Okay. Yeah, it got cut half an hour, although wasn't that just it was just a rerun that got cut, right? Though, so
right, yeah, I mean, it isn't a big deal.
I mean, heck, we've got two reruns anyway. It's when did they stop? I'm looking at the schedule. When did they stop showing Boruto?
I don't know.
Because the order is My Hero Academia, Dr. Stone, Sword Art Online, Demon Slayer, Food Wars, Black Clover, JoJo's, It's Our Adventure, Naruto, then Promised Neverland and Attack on Titan reruns. So there's no Boruto. I mean, it was on so late I never paid attention, but I didn't even know where that one I have no idea when they stop airing it. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
A little interesting they're doing some reruns instead of it, but now I suddenly need to find out where, when. It looks like okay. Oh wow, it was back in October it got put on a break. So they said, yeah, Boruto's taking a breather for a while was their exact words back in October. So we'll see what happens if it ever comes back. But I wasn't that interested in it anyway. So that's those. I mean, yeah, they could definitely cut out an extra hour to if they want to get rid of some of the reruns, but maybe they want that as sort of slots, so if there's something they want to bring in but they don't have something to rotate outing time, they could do that. Although very interesting, Demon Slayer has been moved up, so that's that. Oh, when did Fire Force end?
This week it ended.
Oh, okay, that shows how little attention I was paying to it.
Mm-hmm.
So because of that, they didn't replace it with anything and then just cut back half an hour. Okay, yeah, maybe I'll check out Demon Slayer again now that it's a little earlier. But, that's, you know...
I've watched it a little bit, but I'm not impressed by it, so, yeah.
Okay. Highest selling manga of last year, by actually.
Mm-hmm.
It beat out One Piece for the first time in a decade. Well, something actually beat One Piece.
Mm-hmm.
So, although it was, I mean, it was still, it was a matter of what people call, I think like the anime bump. It's a case of where there's an anime and the season ends and everyone's like, I need to know what happens next. So they go over and run over and grab the manga stuff that picks up from that point. Like Attack on Titan after the first season got this big, like 1 year, boosting manga sales because of that. And then afterwards, I mean, it still sells really well, but it just wasn't as good as it was then. Okay, but that's enough babbling about stuff. So you can find our previous episodes at ToonamiTherapy.com and ToonamiTherapy.podbean.com, and we will see you next week with more of our usual stuff.